Some thoughts for today on Wings of Song. Moments of Melody. Bob Bowman tells the following true story. They found him living under a bridge in the city of Los Angeles. The law firm in another city had sought him for 7 years. The news they gave should have lifted his spirits. A small business abandoned years before had been sold, and the attorney had a check for nearly $20,000 for him. Thanks, but no thanks, was his strange attitude. Just give me a dollar or two. All I want is enough to buy a smoke, a drink. That's all I want out of life. One of these days I'll climb out of the bottom of the barrel, but I'm not ready yet. I wonder what happened to that fellow who preferred to be a bum. $20,000 was not enough to pull him out of the gutter in which he was living. God's love would have done it, if he had ever heard that God loved him and wanted to have fellowship with even one like him. Or, like so many in life, he may have heard of John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his Son to die for our sin. But he simply turned his back on God, preferring to live on the husks of life. Money was a burden to him. He liked the idea of being able to live under a bridge, no rushing off to work, nor facing the traffic after a hard day at the office. No responsibility of a home to face. Just sit under a bridge, have a drink and smoke now and then, and let the rest of the world go by. That was his idea of being free. Well, that's a choice that one has a perfect right to make in life, if he can do it and still keep soul and body together. And a man can choose spiritual poverty also if he desires, and a lot of people do, but there is no freedom in spiritual poverty. The Scripture says so truly, "Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin."
If there ever were dreams that were lofty and noble, those were my dreams at the start.
And the hopes for life then were the hopes that I harbored now deep in my heart.
But my dreams turned to ashes. Castles all crumbled, my fortune turned to dust.
So I left it all in the rest of my life and laid it at the cross.
Something beautiful.
God's love, there is freedom for the human spirit. For it is sin that keeps the spirit of man in fetters, bondage. But God showed his great love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Yes, we're quickened, made alive, free from the bondage of sin. Yes, God wants to do something beautiful in my life, in your life.